Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and on this Tech Talk Tuesday, Brad and I discuss space aliens attacking us and if we'd survive or not. It's going to be a great episode. We appreciate you listening, and remember, 5-star reviews, we love those, and also write us a note if you'd like to hear something special on the show, and remember, like and subscribe. Hope you enjoy. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I have Mike with me. What's going on, Michael?
Hi, everybody.
Shit.
My desk falling apart.
Your desk is falling apart.
Yeah, Daily BM thing just fell off the back of my microphone. Almost took me out.
Yeah, these things sometimes, man, they pop off, you know?
Like you?
Yeah.
Pop off?
Well, nah, I don't pop off. Well, it depends on what I'm doing.
You pop off all the time.
This depends.
You're an angry leprechaun.
Eh, at times. Not so much anymore.
Oh, Jesus. Mary, Mother of Joseph.
What about her?
Just an expression.
So, first of all, you went and saw a movie this weekend, I come to find out. And it was your birthday weekend. So, how young are you?
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better? What are you, 47 now?
Nope, 48, buddy.
You're 48?
Yep. Like I was telling everybody when they asked me, I was like, I'm one step closer to the finish line.
Why? You're going to be finished at 50?
I'm 1 year closer to the finish line. 1 year closer to the finish line.
I thought you meant like you're already, like you're like scanning up 50. I was like, damn, all right, you plan on 2 years. You better, might want to change some things and do some other shit.
I'm happy with what I'm doing.
No, I meant just like go travel a hell of a lot more. Get it all in before you go. Let me ask you something. So before we go, I'm going to sideball this before we get into what we're going to talk about today. So if you had 2 years left to live, what exactly would you do?
2 years?
Yeah, if you knew 50 is your cutoff day, that's it. Kind of like in that movie. What was that movie, Time, with Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Or whatever, where they had to like have that clock on their forearms and they had like, you know, he gambled and shit his life away. But if you had 2 years left and that clock was winding down, what would you do for those 2 years?
Like 2 years drop dead or is it going
to
be
2 years drop dead? You're out just like that. Like as soon as the clock goes to zero on your forearm, you're gone.
Oh,
yeah. There's no borrowing time or none of this shit. You just been destined. That's your time. And that's all you get is 50 years.
I don't know.
You had to think about this one.
Well, because like the grandiose thing would be like, oh, well, I'm going to just like go travel and do this and do that. But I don't know. I don't know if I do that.
You would stay exactly what you're doing for 2 more years, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah. You wouldn't make any changes whatsoever. You just continue living life as you go for 2 years.
Yeah, probably. Because, I mean, I don't know, like...
Put you on the spot this morning, man.
Because it wouldn't be like I'd be able to, like, run out and rack up a bunch of debt, you know?
No, of course not.
Because that would just screw the family.
Okay.
And I really do like my life, for the most part. I mean, there's little parts that are stressful, but that's just part of life. Like,
right.
I mean...
Don't take too long. If you wouldn't change that, I put you on the spot, man. I was just wondering.
The funny thing is that like I already think like that because the days are already numbered. It's just there's a lot more days left. You know what
Correct.
I mean? I mean, and I don't know the finite end, but you know, if I live to be 88, you know, that's another 40 years. That means I've only got another 14,600 days left on the planet, which seems like a lot. But in reality, it's not. So you should already be doing the stuff that you want to do, like living the life you want to live, like not putting stuff off. And I feel like I do that for the most part.
Right. Just curious.
So I don't know what I'll change.
I don't know why I went down this course because I know that the proceeds,
show topic.
I know the Pasid comet was going past, and it won't be back around here for another 4 more years. But so there was a meteor shower last night from 11 to 6 a.m., 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 a.m. But the lighting out here in Florida wasn't very appealing because of the cloud cover, the dust. So other parts of the country were streaming it live. I think it was like 100 meteors per hour, or like, you know, meteorites, not meteors, meteorites. Let me rephrase that. It's the end of the world. Meteors are coming. But so that being said, it got me on the thinking of this the whole alien thing.
Yeah.
So before you start in on me about aliens and shit, because I know I talk about it a lot. Basically, you know, every movie that we've ever seen, like, you know, War of the Worlds, Independence Day, Battle of Los Angeles, name some other sci-fi movies, there are aliens have attacked Earth, and we've always won. You know what I mean?
I mean, Battleship, Ender's Game.
Yep.
Pretty much all of them. I mean, yep. Like, I can't
pretty much we've always prevailed, we right? So, yeah. The authors of the TV show, the sci-fi TV show, The Expanse, they got a new novel called The Mercy of the Gods.
Yeah.
It's the first book in what's destined to be a trilogy is what they're saying. Okay. Uh-huh. But basically in the book, within the first, I think, 100 pages, we lose. Yeah. We lose the war. So, you know, I didn't want to read any more about it. I just wanted to go, okay. I wanted to pick your brain for a little bit on this and go,
I mean,
what do you think humans would do? I mean, what do you think the outcome would be if we went to war with aliens and we lost?
Honestly, I think it'd be more like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, like the opening of that novel.
Okay, explain, elaborate for people who haven't read the book.
So basically how the novel starts, it's very comedic, but basically what happens is it starts off with there's basically the main character in there. He's in his house because the city's trying to tear down his house to put a roadway through his house. And down at City Hall, they had put the notice up in City Hall that they were going to do it, and he had 90 days to dispute it. But he never, who goes to City Hall, like, and just walks in and checks the permitting department to see what they have to dispute? Like, nobody. So he didn't know that his house was up for demolition. So the demolition crews are there, and he's standing outside, and you know, he's fighting, you know, fighting the demolition crew, basically, like, he's not going to move out of the way type situation so they can demo his house. And they're just literally waiting for him to leave, because as soon as he leaves, they're going to demo the house. And what happens is there's this intergalactic council of planets, and they're building a space superhighway through the solar system.
wait. What?
Yeah. They're building a space superhighway through the solar system, like a wormhole tunnel thing.
Okay.
And Earth is in the way. So these giant spaceship, basically bulldozers, pull up to the planet. And they make an announcement over the radio. They're like, hello, beings
of Earth.
Yeah. Since you did not file the proper paperwork to dispute the superhighway from coming through like your region of the galaxy, you're hereby noticed that your planet is scheduled for destruction in 5 minutes to make way for this intergalactic superhighway. You know, so of course the whole world's like losing their shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no shit.
And the guy just didn't know, but he was friends with this, like, a space hitchhiker that goes around and writes like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So basically it's like a book of like all the best places in the universe to get different foods and stay. And like, you know, it's like a travel guide. It's called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. So he feels bad for his buddy. So he's like, we got to get off the planet. So like they literally get off the planet as it's getting destroyed. Like it just gets blown into oblivion. Like that's it. That's the end of all human civilization right there. Just a blip on a map because we didn't get to like this, you know, the central hub planet down into the permitting office to file a dispute that we didn't want to have our planet destroyed because we didn't know it existed. And they're like, man, it doesn't matter, you know.
Sorry, next case.
Sorry for your luck. Yeah, so like that's how that basically that book starts series is like the entire human population is completely destroyed except for this one guy. Like he's like, I think eventually there's other humans that have like gotten off the planet that like do abduction and like, you know, like things like that, that are still alive in space. But like, he's literally like the last living human.
So he becomes Instagalactic famous.
No, nobody knows. Nobody cares about him. Like,
even worse. He has two followers.
It's literally like if you pick up like a flea. Like, I mean, that flea does not become instantly famous just because he left his herd and now he's traveling on you. Like, no, he's a vermin.
A parasite. He's
extinguished. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much just a parasite. So you believe then? So with all that being said, you think that we would get annihilated then? Obviously.
Okay, so here's my honest to God belief is, if you have a species that is advanced enough to travel space and time to visit us and gets close enough to where they're not detectable,
mm-hmm.
I believe that their technology would be so far advanced that we would not stand a chance.
Okay. You know,
it'd be like rolling up on a planet with tanks and equipment, and they just have bows. That's what I didn't like about Avatar is I don't think that they would have had a fighting chance with the technology that they had.
No, because they just had bows and arrows and shit like that, you know, for the most part in Avatar. And I thought that was a little far-fetched too. I'm like, we're coming in there with tanks and helicopters and machine guns and all this shit, and they put up a fight.
Yeah. I mean, it could be like a scorched. And the thing we wanted was in the ground at that point anyways. So it wouldn't have been like we could have done a scorched earth principle. Like we just scorched the planet and got what we wanted and then hauled ass. The only way that I don't think it'd be annihilation is if they were coming for another resource like us as slaves or as a workforce.
So you would think it was kind of like that movie from the 90s, Stargate, if that was the case. Like they enslaved the human race to mine like a precious mineral, like gold even. Because supposedly gold's like the one thing that, you know, doesn't deteriorate in space. Like it's constant. It never goes away. Never can deteriorate.
Yep. And they have like, you know, kind of like, Stargate would be a good example. It'd be kind of like the Roman Empire, like how they'd go out and they'd conquer lands for the resources and the people, you know, to expand their empire. It'd be one of those situations. It'd be almost like, oh my gosh, what were those people called in the Chronicles of Riddick? The warmongers?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, man, and I can't think of the names of them, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I could see that. Like, you know, I think that also
the necromongers.
So let me ask you this then too. Another thing. So if you think that we would either be, you primarily think that we would probably be wiped out then because it would be a more evolved technologically species to come in regardless of their mental evolvement, whether they've evolved mentally or not, you know,
they had to evolve mentally in order to build space travel. I mean, unless it was like a giant worm flying through space, you know, like.
So what made you would think that they would be more of attacking than they would be to maybe just say, hey, you know what? We're just going to observe them. Kind of like how, okay, I'm going to go to Star Trek here. Kind of like the Prime Directive, you know, they're a pre-warp society. We're just going to observe them.
So I don't know if you've seen, have you watched Three Body Problem yet?
No.
Did you finish watching that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't start? You started that one.
We started, but we haven't finished it.
Oh, okay. Well,
go ahead. I don't mind. Go ahead.
So basically what happens in that is this alien species reaches out to us because their planet's getting destroyed because it's got three suns that pulls in different directions and eventually will cause the planet to spin out of control out into space. So they're on their way here.
I take it back. We did finish it.
Okay.
You just refreshed my memory. It's been a little a hot note.
So they basically reach out to us to, you know, first help see if there's someone smart enough on our planet to solve their problem. And then they figure out that we can't solve it, but our planet is inhabitable because we actually send a signal out that we're here and they picked up on it. They're like, oh shit, they can support like life like us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they reach out to us on their hopes of coming here and living, coexisting at first. But then through learning about us, our stories and things like that, they find out that we're deceitful and liars and can't be trusted. Because in their race, everyone communicates and there's no secrets, like, because they're all telepathic.
Right.
So now they don't trust us. So now their only option is to annihilate us, because if they can't trust us, they can't, they have to get rid of us. Like, that's just, you know, their mindset. And that's kind of where the episode, the series ends on that note, that they're on their way and they are trying to limit us from growing technologically, because by the time they get here, we'll be far enough technologically advanced that we can defend ourselves from them. Because the way that technology was leaping.
Right.
And their society, like, every, you know, 1,000 years gets completely annihilated and then has to rebuild from scratch. So
right.
They didn't have the technology advances like we jumped. Well, you know, because once they're like, once you have that first like computer, then, you know, the time starts accelerating, which it has in our case. Like, you know, over
correct.
The last
absolutely
200 years, we've gone night and day as far as advancements.
Yeah. Horse so and buggy to flying through space, you know?
Yeah. You know, and it's only going to accelerate faster as computers become more intelligent and powerful and can start doing more heavy lifting. And then we learn on, you know, exponentially. So it was really fascinating because, you know, they have the technology now to defeat us, but they wouldn't have the technology in 400 years when they get here, because it could take them 400 years to get here.
Right.
Because their technology is not leaping as fast because they're in space travel, you know, so we're going to exceed them. Because we have the resources of a planet and they don't, you know, they're half.
Have
the
they ever met humans?
Hibernation.
We're our own worst enemy at times.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing. Like, we have this crazy ability to survive and adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when you like watch like movies, like shows like Alone, where they put people out in the woods, a lot of them tap out quickly, but some of them are just resilient as hell. And, you know, and they find ways to make it through, which I think that's who we are as a species. So I think, you know, alien race, if they don't completely wipe us out, then eventually we would, you know, we'd just be that annoying cancer that would kill them.
the annoying cancer that would kill them.
Yeah. Just like when we take out Skynet, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to kind of agree with you. You know, there's a part of me that wants to be optimistic in the Star Trek land and be like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, there would be some aggressive species, but because they're highly evolved, they would be more willing to, like, once we learned on our own how to travel amongst the stars, yada, yada, yada. But I truly believe they would do the same thing. They would realize how deceitful we are to one another and how we fight over our own resources here on our own planet. So I feel like they would wipe us out and not without even batting an eye and just say, hey, now we got all our resources. I mean, because that's what we do. We've done that throughout men's history. We've conquered and conquered and conquered each other. So who's to say that another species out there in the universe wouldn't do the same? But right. Well, we're about out of time. But I will like to say this weekend is opening up of Alien Romulus.
That
comes out this Friday. It launches this Friday. I'm not a spokesman for the Alien series or anything like that. It's just I really enjoy them. So it looks very promising. Unlike some of the other Alien releases, I was kind of like meh, but for the majority of them, I kind of still, you know, I watched them anyway. So don't forget, go this Friday, check them out. I think you'll totally dig it. Also, don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. Also, you head over to the website, you know, and go see all the new stuff that we have there. Also, MasonDangerBeardCO.com, 20% off on everything just by simply using the promo code DAILYBM. Michael, you got anything before we get out of here, sir?
Oh, no, I'm good to go.
Listen, I'm just going to finish with this one. Don't forget, have your shields up. Be ready to fight because today is our Independence Day. No, it's not. Anyway, nice knowing you. Catch you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.